Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. I pray that you are blessed on today. I pray that you have been listening to the podcast. I pray that, you know, God is just touching your heart and He is convicting you where you need to be convicted. You know, whom He loves, He chastens. That means He gives you a spanking. He gives us a spanking because He loves us. If you love your children, you will reprimand them. And that's what God does. He brings things to our attention and saying, this is not the way to do it. And this what you did, this is not right. And I love you enough to tell you. You got to love somebody enough to tell them the truth. Truth sets us free. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. God bless you for your word. Help us to understand your word. Help us to apply it in our daily lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We're just going to finish up in Luke chapter 4. At the end of verse 18, it says, He came to set at liberty them that are crushed or oppressed. To set at liberty, to bring freedom to those that are oppressed, that are being oppressed. God has an affinity towards the poor, the widow, the orphan, people that are being bound by systems and people that I can actually help them but refuse to do it. Now, I'm not talking about those that have the wherewithal and the ability to work but are lazy and they don't do it, because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. So I'm not talking about those people that are circumventing the system and finding ways, loopholes to suck the system dry and get free money and all that. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about those that are literally oppressed and being held down. Even on jobs, there are people that are being blocked from promotion, being blocked to learn certain things to go ahead, because people in authority are misusing their power. Even in those circumstances, take that to the Lord. Storming in the HR, causing a ruckus, getting petitions and have signing them and all that may not be your best course of action. But prayer, yes. Prayer, absolutely. Making a lot of noise tends to not go well. Be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath, as it talks about in the book of James. Quick to hear. Listen before you talk. You got to listen before you talk. Jesus came to do all these things. And I'm going to reread it because I want us to really think about it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Jesus. Because He hath anointed me, given me power to preach the gospel to the poor. Those poor in spirit as well. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, them that are oppressed. That's why Jesus came. And it was prophesied years and years and years and years ago before Jesus even came in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 49. And so this is why Jesus came. And I wanted to read that because when we go back over to the book of John chapter 11, when Lazarus came forth, then we're going to reread that. Verse 43, John chapter 11. And when he thus has spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Verse 44, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. That's why I wanted to read over in Luke chapter 4, because there are many that are bound hand and foot with grave clothes, with things that are death. That bring forth death. And even if it's not, it's going to be an eventual physical death, but it is a spiritual death. And I wanted to bring that out, that you can be bound hand and foot with a spiritual death. Your hands are doing the wrong things. They're going down the wrong roads. You're not doing the things of God's with God with your hands. You're being bound. Even your foot, your feet, the places that they go are not the places that you should go. But God has come to deliver us from that. Let's continue reading. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And we read over in Luke 4, he's opened up eyes to the blind. He can open up your hearing so you can understand. And he can give sight in the spirit so you can understand the things of God. And he can touch your mouth. Lazarus' whole head was bound, and his feet and his hands. That's symbolic of certain bondages that we can be in that will totally debilitate us, where we cannot move, we cannot operate, we cannot think, we are confused in our minds, and that is the working of Satan. That's why you believe God, then you practice the word of God. You practice what he said. Even in, and I can't think of the book right now, but it says about Jesus, learned he obedience through the things in which he suffered. Learned he obedience through the things in which he suffered. You learn to obey by the things that you are enduring, the suffering that you are enduring, so you can learn. You can learn which way to go. The Bible is giving us so much knowledge and information, but we have to digest it, take it in, chew it up, let it get in our belly, let it go through our spiritual limbs and bloodstream, let it become a part of our being. Talk to the Lord, take in his spirit, mouth to mouth. You know, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Take in his words. Just, I can see it, you know, in my mind's eye. He's blowing the pneuma, the spirit into us. We take it and it is in our being and we live by it. We live by it. Right now, our church is on a fast. We're on a Daniel fast for 10 days. And we are praying for unity in the body of Christ. We are praying for healing. We are praying for deliverance. And we are praying for one more thing. I'm trying to think of what that is. But we are souls to be saved. Thank you, Lord. Souls to be saved. So we're praying for those things. And we are putting the body in subjection because of this fast. So therefore, the spirit will have rule and reign over the body. And so when Lazarus came forth, he was bound by all of these things. But Jesus said at the end of verse 44, loose him and let him go. And I love that. Because when Jesus died and he was buried and he resurrected, he came up with the keys of hell and death. Now, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Because when we die and we believe in God, we go to the Lord. And so that's what he did. He said, loose Vanessa and let her go. Hallelujah. Loose her and let her go. Loose Brian and let him go. Loose Sonia and let her go. Loose Wendy and let her go. In the name of Jesus, that's what God is doing. He is loosening us from the grips and the binds and the chains. It says the anointing destroys the yoke. The power, the spirit of God destroys the yoke. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me as we continue in John chapter 11. God bless you.